Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Meet a guest. Ranking things in Star Wars. Let's get to it. We've got a fun one today. And the person who came up with the idea for today's show is here. It's Joseph Scrimshaw.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for letting me suggest this idea, because it was one that I realized I was ranking in my head anyway. And I was like, wait, there's a podcast where we could do that.
Hey, yeah. I wonder what's going on. Yeah. A lot of times we'll kick back texts or emails or just talk here on off air of what we're going to do. And we'll come up with a rank. Then you wrote back with this idea. And I just was like, how did we not think of that already? This is perfect. And then you were like, hey, here's my list. I know you'll probably take X, Y, and Z. And we know each other so well. It's like, yeah, now my list is actually done. Joseph did all the heavy lifting this week. It's wonderful. And the topic we are going to do here is the Book of Boba Fett action figures we want. A lot of times Star Wars Ranked, we rank our favorites. We'll sometimes throw around the word best. And other times we just like Veruca Salt and Willy Wonka. We want it now. Here's the things we want. And it's action figures. Joseph, how long have you been dreaming about this? Since the show started?
Yeah, some of these characters were, the second I saw them, I was like, when is the action figure coming? I would like that. And I think for the action figure world of Star Wars is just kind of in this strange place where it's changed and evolved with the times. So be it. That is the way of things. Mm-hmm. But there's some characters you see and like, oh yeah, that character will be available with the in vintage Black Series, whatever else comes out. And then those characters that are just like, it's so bittersweet because back in the day, various days when every background weirdo or every slight alteration of a character would for sure get a figure, you know, you'd get that figure. And nowadays, you know, that's not guaranteed. So you see those figure, these characters like, I want a figure, but this might not be the world where that figure will come out anymore.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I get it. It all changes, and I get the business has changed. And it's not kids racing to the shelves. It's you and me stepping over the kids to get to those figures we want. And it's interesting time. But yeah, you can't help but think that. Is Star Wars forever associated with action figures, as it should be, as it will be? So this is fun to kind of approach it in this way. Now, no, stipulations, nothing like that. But I think there's some figures. There's one I didn't suggest at all that people might think, oh, Ken most definitely is going to suggest that because we kind of are going to get one already. So we want to kind of keep it in the dream realm, right, of what has yet to come.
Yeah, no, I've already pre-ordered my deluxe Boba Fett from Book of Boba Fett and my Fennec Shand. I think she comes with a jug of spatchka.
Oh, right. Yes, she does.
Yeah. So there's some that they're already, yes, I've already bought them. It'll take a while for them to arrive at my home. But like, yeah, with The Mandalorian, I think there was enough success and enough love of the show that, you know, a lot of characters are starting to get made and lots of different variations on Din and Grogu. So it's an interesting time to think which characters from Boba Fett will take off.
Yeah, the one I'm specifically mentioning, I'll just say right now, it's the Black Crescenton character that I love so much. A lot of people love, and he became a top of the charts character. People were like, "Who is that?" If they didn't know, Santo, who is this guy? And they do have a figure on the way out that for me leaves a little room for improvement. It looks just kind of chewy with a paint job, so we'll get that one day.
Yeah. I understand the realities of the industry. I understand that there's a reason that we get lots of stormtroopers and clone troopers who are repainted because you got the mold. But I feel like this did a slight disservice to Chrysanthemum. If I was Chrysanthemum, I'd be like, where did my muscles go?
Yeah, indeed. But we love Chewie and we love his design. So some of those characters won't appear on this list, but we are going to get to it, work our way 5-1. We'll throw in some honorable mentions as all. So let's begin the Book of Boba Fett action figures. We want Joseph with your number 5.
Well, I'm going to go back and forth between action figures where there is actually a hope that they will be made to action figures where the hope is small. I will keep the flame lit, but it's going to flicker in a very small way in my soul. And that's where we're starting with number 5. One of my favorite little background characters in Book of Boba Fett. I would like a 3¾ vintage action figure of Astromech Drummer Droid. Now, look, the Astromech, there's a ton of Astromech figures, not just R2, right? But like, especially like Disney things with like packs of, different eras where they've had specific droids and the droid depot there now. Like, look, I got a fun Galaxy's Edge. It's a purple and white Astromech that has a little bar serving stand like R2. So like, it's not beyond the realm of possibility to get a random Astromech, but this one meant so much to me. It's great zany Star Wars that Astromechs can do lots of things. Why not have a symbol on top of their head?
Yes.
And a little drum kit that they can fold out of their body. And as I've mentioned before, I am much, much out of practice, but I'm a drummer. My dad was a drummer. He taught me. It's a big, big part of my life for a chunk of high school and college. I wrote a whole musical later in life just so I could play the drums in it. So the drumming's one of those skills that didn't end up becoming a big part of my life, but it's always really close to my heart to sort of see it in Star Wars this way. I want to celebrate it in every possible way. So that's my number 5.
I love it. It's this would be a figure that would just, pay homage to that Star Wars creator question of why not, something that's close to our hearts here on Force Center of just, why not? We got droid serving drinks. We got droid, like you said, put a symbol on it and it immediately became a fan favorite. So many people just like, is that droid a drummer? Oh my God. Love that. I love that. You know, we all love Max Rebo and wonder where he might be. But this just makes sense. And I love that there's something too where like Rebo's putting the band back together for this new career. It's like, you know what? I need someone to keep the beat without fail.
Yeah. You know who's a drummer who never gets ego and does a bunch of fills I don't want them to? This great Astromech.
Oh, did they ever name the droid as Astromech? I didn't look up. Is that actually the name?
I did a fast Google and I didn't find anything. It's certainly possible because I know that they have done on StarWars.com some, you know, I scrolled through the databank and I didn't see him listed in the databank. If there is a name, I don't know it yet. And I would love to.
Would you want it to be that we're never going to an interesting discussion point? Would you want it to be in honor of like the underrated Ringo Starr who just keeps a great beat, even though he's not overly dramatic and full of flair, or a Keith Moon type, John Bonham? What do you want? Or Neil Peart, what you got?
Look, Ringo is one of like the gold standards because he does do a lot of really interesting things. They're just a lot more subtle. When I was drumming, I was much more in the Keith Moon school of why not? And I definitely had some like, could you not do all of those fills? Could you just play the beat? Yeah. I would maybe want it. Keith Moon is up there. Obviously, he went on to lots of other fame, but Dave Grohl. Oh, yeah. Dave Grohl is an amazing drummer. Just the sheer amount of I absolute precision, so I can hit really hard.
I love that. Or just Animal from the Muppets, kind of a Keith Moon, anyways. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there's a little mini episode of Ranked on Drummers.
Love it. And a great figure we want, the Astromech drummer, Droid. That's your number five. We're going to go to my number five. He's low on the list for such a popular character and one of my favorite characters. And love that he's now in live action. We get to celebrate him in a whole new way, which is why I want a whole new figure. But that's the thing. We've already got a figure of him, and it's a great one. My number five choice is Cad Bane. This one's almost a given. Like, there might even be pictures out there now. Who knows? Much made. Some of it silly, and even that original post, I believe, was like, no, I didn't mean it as a shot against the live action Cad Bane. I was just pointing out the differences. The design of live action Cad Bane versus Clone Wars and Rebels, Bad Batch, and wherever he shows up, Cad Bane is a little different. I love it. I love the update. I love the smaller hat. I love everything about it. And it cuts a mean silhouette. It's so effective. The teeth looking like the mouth of Saruman there and the Return of the King extended seat. I love everything about it. So give me that figure. Simple as that, Joseph. Give me that figure. Give me a duster that's real, not plastic. I want that figure. I need Cad Bane.
I think that Cad Bane is a great choice, and to have the figure that's really modeled after that. I always go on about the vintage because that's my preferred thing. Black Series is great, too. I just have an attachment to the 3 3/4 from my youth. But, you know, it's an extra thing when you get the card and it says Book of Boba Fett on it, right? And that's that's where this Cad Bane is from. If they want to go deluxe, they could do a 2-pack with that poor, overeager deputy that he shot down.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I have no great insight into it. That's such a great design. I love the update. Love the transition live action. Even give me a beeping, that light on his chest. Is he alive or dead? Put it in the figure. Just put in a little battery pack and it beeps. I'm kidding. So nice. Yep. Cad Bane. I just have a feeling that we're going to, I didn't rank this higher. I just feel we're going to get this.
This is one of those. Yeah. Like the Astromech, maybe not Cad Bane, like for sure. Right. It's a part of the market that the kind of the cooler badass characters are more likely to be made. And I think Cad Bane kind of fits that mold.
Absolutely does. So the start of my list, number five, we're going to go quickly into your number four choice here. What do you got?
My number four is an action figure that I also do think that there is a decent chance of being made. It is Luke Skywalker in Jedi training robe, Jedi training outfit. I loved Luke's appearance. All the debates about, nobody expected Luke Skywalker in the Boba Fett show and the Grogu choice, all that stuff aside. I loved his appearance in Mandalorian season 2, but in some ways, this was the Luke Skywalker that I'm really inspired and moved by. Calm, kind teacher using the Force to lift frogs and you know, and teach and get to a high place to appreciate the landscape. And I want an action figure that celebrates that. And I was so thrilled when I was watching this episode, because I am so geared to, is there any slight deviation in Luke Skywalker ever where you could make a new action figure?
Yeah.
And there's a big yes on this appearance, because he's the classic dark robes, right? The black glove and everything. But that shirt is slightly different, right? It's more of a robe. It's almost like I'm going to think about the Force and maybe I want a little smoking jacket.
Yeah. Smoky jacket, a little of a gi, more than a tunic. Like it's definitely different. And I think on first viewing, you know, I'm just taking in everything I can when you're watching for the first time. I think I missed it. Second time, I was like, hey, look at that. Luke changed his outfit, which is big in Star Wars.
It really is. And I mean, this is a way that I didn't realize that I was going to be able to relate to my hero, Luke Skywalker, where he pretty consistently wears all black, but he just changes up the style of the actual shirt slightly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. So
you know what? I like that.
I have such high hopes for this one actually being made. I can't wait.
Yeah, and I saw a custom going around or an image of it or something like that. Luke with the backpack, the training backpack, and little Grogu. I mean, come on, it's a win. You got a win right there. You throw Grogu on it, Luke a Jedi, Return of the Jedi-like outfit. I mean, that's a moneymaker, you know? Not that we're doing this for money. They're doing it for money to make profit, of course. But, you know, we're not suggesting this on things that would make money. But that's a winner right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also final thing about it is I really do, all jokes aside, like the design of the shirt. It really evokes what he is there to do, to be calm and meditative. And it's a great look.
I'm with you on that. I absolutely love
that's
that
my number four. Luke Skywalker in Jedi relaxing training robe.
Well, you got Luke training a young Grogu, big life lessons. That's kind of the vibe going into my number four choice. My number four choice is a two pack. I think probably a 3 3/4 two pack would work best here. And it is Rodian child and mother from the flight that Din takes from one planet to Tatooine and back on a planet what would you call that? A planet, a spaceship in the sky. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Greyhound.
But that Rodian child, such a great moment, a moment of just pure joy and discovery and a part of the key, you know, a heart of Star Wars type of thing that Bryce Dallas Howard did such a great job doing there, but also kind of funny, silly, little real world, mother and a child on a plane, basically, and a kid seeing something and not knowing what's going on. I loved everything about it. So that's kind of the spirit of some of our choices, right? We love the big characters and the big moments, but those little tiny corners of the story that we want to just have with us on our shelves to remind us forever about what those little moments did to us. So that's what I want. Rodian child and mother two pack.
Yeah. Would you want the Rodian's hand up in a friendly wave?
I think I want, I want some of the articulation to allow me to do that. Yeah. Then the accessory could be like a little space iPad she had, right?
Yeah. The data pad.
Yeah, that's what I'd want
for the long trip. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. So there you go. Simple. Yeah. This list, we're having a lot of fun today. Just simple, direct, to the point of what we want. So those are our number four choices, which means, Joseph, we're up to your number three.
My number three is a character that I would love to see honored in plastic, the Tusken Warrior. Obviously, there was a lot of great excitement about all the storytelling with the Tuskens, and a lot of great and healthy discussion about the tragedy that befell them. So we discuss at other places, or we encourage people to look for opinions out there and discuss those things. I want to acknowledge that so I can just kind of concentrate on the joy of how much I love this character.
Yeah.
I loved what the Tusken Warrior kind of symbolized to Boba Fett as somebody who kind of had the power that he had lost as the, you know, assigned warrior of the group. I love then that it became this, relationship of teaching and respect and honor. And then when there is that train battle and it's starting to go a little wonky, and then the warrior shows up on the bike and you're like, oh no, you're all in trouble now. The Tusken Warrior. So I love the character, but also just I love her look, right? She's there's a sort of just kind of a lithe, thin energy, And all of like the rest of the Tuscans in this group, the darker robes, there's a big splash of red in the front. There's a real sort of like flow of her garments from her head. It's just, yeah. I can imagine her in molded plastic. I can imagine myself being like 8 years old and just turning her around and around to look at every detail. Like she's that kind of character.
It would be because of the splash of colors in the design that, you know, like I said, a little different than the Tuscan design we're used to growing up. It reminds me of like I'm looking up at the Black Series Infus Nest I have on her speeder there, her bike. It would that same type of vibe. It just looks good. It pops. It's so Star Wars. It's so inspiring in its own way. And it's such a great design. Honored in plastic. That's a absolutely good thought there.
Yeah. And if you want to throw in a stolen speeder bike, I'm fine with that, too. Yeah. But. My number three is the Tuscan warrior.
Well, and that's the thing to go back to, like you can get a lot of different Infus Nest styles. So I think 3 3/4 Black Series. I think get them all with that Tuscan warrior.
Yeah. High hopes for that one.
My number three is character that's both you don't see his face, but it'd be nice to have this actor in plastic form in Star Wars. It is Tanti the Weequay, proprietor from Freetown. It's Freetown now. Of course, played by the wonderful W. Earl Brown, a lot known from Deadwood. First kind of really came on the big scene and There's Something About Mary, a lot of things, a big resume. But loved having him with Timothy Oliphant for the little mini Deadwood reunion in Star Wars. And that was fun enough. But to have him come back and have him factor into the story in a very poignant way in the final chapter, and to finally learn his name, that he's not just Weequay Propriety, which is that itself is a bit of a Star Wars tradition, right? But now we get a figure with the actual name. That's what I want. So Tanti, Tanti, T-A-A-N-T-I, the Weequay. He could have a cycler rifle, but also I definitely need him to come with like a rag to wipe down the counter, maybe.
Tanti with wipe in action is definitely up there for me.
And if we have an old style Phantom Menace era comm chip, he definitely has to say, well, that's a city problem. Then have the other side of like, we're here to help you.
It's Freetown. We changed it.
Love the character. I love having W. Earl Brown in Star Wars. So I need him. You said honored in plastic. That's the same sentiment in a different way here with this character.
Yeah, that would be a smash the purchase button for me as well.
And also too with it, you know, going from the era of kind of generic, you know, characters in the Kenner era of you get Weequay, which I had, you get Nikto, you know, to actually have like a name associated with a Weequay in a figure form, I'd love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. It just slipped out in natural conversation. That's his name.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is my number three. We're up to our number two choices. We're working our way to the top of the Book of Boba Fett action figures that we want here in Star Wars Rank. Joseph, what's your number two?
My number two is one that I don't currently have a lot of hope for. similar to your selection of Tanti, partially because of the coolness of the character, but partially because of who played him. I remember waiting and waiting for them to finally make a Bren Durlin action figure because I wanted an action figure of John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin in Star Wars. And I also want an action figure of Steven Root in Star Wars. So my number two is Watermonger Lortha Peele. Definitely some stunt casting, right? Of like, here is it would take 1,000 hours to list his IMDb credits, right? He's been in everything. Everybody knows him from something else. But he's such a great actor, and he played the like, it's so bad that I feel so bad for you that you're being so disrespected. So I'm going to disrespect and manipulate you, Boba Fett. Was so great. So well done. And he's just, you know, his appearances, he's just a guy with the beard. He's got some kind of Star Wars-y clothes. He's got a brown sort of shirt thing with then another shirt sticking through it with a little black line down it. Nothing particular especially about him. But I have come to love the characters that I might have been bored by as a child.
Like, yeah, the figures that you're like, you got me this, Mom? Yeah.
The ones that I would have been like, come on. Now, those are the ones that I absolutely want as an adult. I'm going to go back and I've been going back and getting some of those. I want CO Bibble now. I don't have them, but I'm going to get me CO Bibble because I want the ones that are like, Mom, how could you?
Yeah.
And Lortha Peel is a Mom, how could you action figure. And I deeply want him.
Yeah, I fear he'd be a peg warmer, but that's part of the joy, part of the charm.
Yes, absolutely. That's the other thing about him is, if they made him as one of the, like, there's only four vintage characters in this pack. Yeah, he would be on every peg in every Target, and I would buy him.
The problem with that, though, here for us, Joseph, in the L.A. region, because Steven Root is such a beloved character actor and so known by just performers and comics and entertainers, I think it'd be a hard item in L.A. to get.
There'd be a run on Lortha Peel in the City of Angels.
A lot of News Radio and Office Space fans and No Brother Where Art Thou fans. Like, I got to get Steven Root.
Get the True Blood fans out there. You're in trouble. It's too many. Too many.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's great.
That's my number two, watermonger Lortha Peel.
Yeah, it was. I think Lortha Peel was going to be, mentally, is like, I think it'll be on my list. And I was like, no, I know Joseph really appreciates the grizzled weirdos and now the bored weirdos. Love that. Or the weirdos that make us bored, but in the best kind of way. Love it. Great choice.
Exactly.
For number two. My number two is someone that is not boring at all in any form. So happy to have this performer in Star Wars. So happy to see this character just kind of work her way through the power structures of Tatooine. And sad to see the character go. And I think that's okay. I can live with that sadness for now. It is a character that I definitely need honored in plastic, Garsa Whip. Jennifer Beals in Star Wars, not something I thought I'd ever say that I needed to see. Like, a great performer, you know, has her place in pop culture pretty much secured with her roles, but have her in Star Wars, and we saw her in the trailer. It was the first kind of actor that we were like, ooh, what is this? What's this character? And could always be a little cameo, you know, Steven Root as Lortha Peel, a step above a cameo, but like it's kind of a here and gone kind of moment. But Garsa factors greatly into the show, what she represents. I call her this champion of change, a Twi'lek that came from her traumatic background to be in this literal sanctuary and what it means to the city. So all that's about the character, which is why we need to have this character on a shelf. I need to have a spotlight. And if you get the astromech droid drummer, the figure that you want, you got yourself a diorama. You got yourself a set. There's so many things that you could do with this character. And just, keep with another Star Wars tradition, like a Leia or an Amidala, where the different looks and the different gowns and designs, the costume design of the character, you could go many different directions with the character. So a 6-inch black series would be my choice. I'd take Garsa Whip in any form, but the silhouette of the character too. We keep talking about the silhouette of these designs. She just strikes this wonderful silhouette. And I think the 6-inch black series would honor that the best.
Oh, I think that is great. And, you know, Black Series, I think because it feels to me like they are producing more characters. Sometimes you get a character in Black Series that you wouldn't get elsewhere. So I think maybe there's some good odds for Garsa Whip. Yeah, wonderful selection. One of my favorite characters in Book of Boba Fett. Just, that spirit of change, the poise, the handling of everything, the handling of Boba Fett, but then building up to that Chrysanthemum speech. Just, peerless, amazing. And I would be happy to have just a Garsa Whip pack that comes with multiple Garsa Whips in all of her different outfits.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, if we had the old style comm chip, I'd love to have the line of her offering, Boba Fett a beverage while he waits.
I absolutely love that. It's just treating Boba Fett like he's doing business at an Applebee's. Like, you want a mark while you are? Will we delay you and disrespect you?
Oh, love it. Such a wonderful character. We absolutely love Garsa Whip around these parts. So there you go. That's my number two choice. Hopefully one day. I think you're right. There's a good chance. I think there's a good chance. Popular character, which is why people were so passionate about her being taken off the playing board, so to speak.
Yeah. I
agree with that. So we are going to take a quick break here on Star Wars Rank. We're having a lot of fun just kind of opening up the microphones and talking about these Book of Boba Fett action figures we want. On the other side was some honorable mentions and our number one choice. So stick around for more Star Wars.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked, episode 144, an ongoing series of ranking every little simple thing in Star Wars. That's what we all love to do. We love to dive deep. We also love to sit back and dream. What figures will we want? We're looking at the Book of Boba Fett action figures we want. Joseph, you had emailed me this idea, which means you probably had a lot of thoughts and a lot of choices that didn't make your top five. What are your honorable mentions?
Yeah, I had to do a decent amount of editing to get down to five honorable mentions. The first one that is in the category of maybe someday, I looked. I did not discover if they have an official name yet, so I'm just calling them the Builder Droids that clearly are working with R2 on Luke's Jedi planet. I would like two Builder Droids, and I would like them in a pack to come with the custom bamboo bench that you can build yourself. I'm picturing those old commercials from the 70s and 80s where the kids with unfortunate bowl haircuts would be really excited to show you can really make your own bench.
Yeah, I love that.
That might be, I think, one of those weird lines that doesn't have a ton of meaning by itself, but becomes popular enough that it, like, it's a trap where it kind of grows out of the scene and has its own meaning. Din's, is that a bench? is so, so great. Those droids are so cool and weird, and that bench woman is so great. I want that all honored in plastic.
Oh, I love that. That's a great honorable mention. Good playset.
And then my most controversial choice, of course, is is Drash with brightly colored, expensive mod speeder. I understand these elicited extremely strong opinions. It all works for me. I think it's a very real world thing of the disenfranchised youth culture pushing back, being loud, wanting to be heard, taking what little tiny money they have or can steal and using it to really cry out to the world, hey, I'm here. Listen to me. I have value. And I feel like that's what's going on. So I would love to celebrate that. But just toy wise, I mean, look, if every time something is brightly colored in a big franchise show, the argument is going to come up that it's just that way for a toy, then let's at least make the toys to validate that. So those of us who liked it, no disrespect. If you didn't like it, that's fine. But for those of us who like it, we could actually get the toys. That would be great. I want that bright electric blue speeder with 8,000 rear view mirrors, and I want Drash with her cool robot arm and just great look, great punk rock girl in space look, mod in space. I want it.
Yeah. I going back to even the chapter 3 breakdown on here in Force Center on the Book of Boba Fett report. Yeah, you were all on board right from the beginning, and initially I said, the colors didn't necessarily jive for me. There's it stood out. It stood out, and sometimes good ways, sometimes bad ways. But I think even in that episode, I said, I'll be buying a mod speeder when the toy comes out. And that I always think sometimes even if you initially kind of maybe reject a design or reject something in Star Wars, it grows on you. It sticks with you. And then when the toys or the figures come out, you're like, I definitely didn't like Phantom Menace, but those Pod Race Legos are pretty cool. And I think it's a path to, appreciating a lot of things that you maybe don't at first in Star Wars. So you got to have Drash with mod speeder.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get it. I think the speeders, the whole vibe, the look, it's like mushrooms on pizza. You like it or you don't. I like mushrooms on pizza. Same. And I want to buy Drash with mod speeder. I got a couple more. Do you want me to take a break or plow on?
It's a perfect time for me to jump in with some of my honorable mentions, because I'm going to start with the continuation of that controversy. Let's go ahead and have SCAD with spinning action. All right, like the old He-Man figures where you can kind of twist at the waist, or just one of those ones that you press a button and it just says, I want SCAD. You got Drash with mod speeder. Throw in a mod speeder as well. He's got the red one, right? Just make it all controversial. But yeah, give me SCAD with blaster arm out, and then it spins back. And I'll put it on my shelf. And to all of you with a strong opinion about that move, come over to my house and look at the toy, and I bet you'll start to appreciate it.
Appreciate the spin in toy form. Yeah. That's a great one.
The other one I want, you talk about Stephen Root and Jennifer Beals and W. Earl Brown, all our favorite actors, getting them in Star Wars form. David Pasquese, come on. You need a Mayor's Majordomo 3 3/4. The bright green, get the pad that he's reading from so you can reenact that meme. This is what I want. I got to have that. Got to have that.
Yeah, I wanted to come. We didn't see it in the show, but I wanted to come with a little degree plaque from his education on Coruscant.
Yeah, I got to have that. Another one for me is the COO series cook droid with knives. And I didn't do a search. There's a good chance we have an Attack the Clones figure of this droid. Maybe, maybe not. I can't remember. But the point is, this one is ready for a fight. You got to have six arms and six chopping knives ready to go. Give me a big 6-inch series black series with all the detail, maybe some food dripping off that knife. I don't know, one of the knives. I don't know. Give me that.
Yeah, I think that was the first, thing in 2022 that was celebrating the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones, that real deep cut droid from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Making a return and making a return with knives. That's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. So That's on the list as well. Another one for me, and I'll kick it back to you here, is I mentioned, so the Rodian Child and Mother, what led me to that decision? I had another choice that was going to be in that spot, and then in kind of making sure I had the right model number for the droid, I remembered, oh, wait, Rodian Child and Mother. So the other side of that, again, another diorama here you can put together on your shelves, is I want the RX series pilot droids. This is a two-pack. You got one for the place where Din is leaving. I forget the name of the location. I apologize for that. Such a wonderful sci-fi design. And then you got the one on Tatooine. So it's the Stow Your Weapons set where – so you got one RX droid having Din putting the weapons in. You get the storage box, and it comes with the set. And then you got the one on Tatooine who's like, here you go. Take it back. So, Din's accessories not included. That's a different pack. You have to spend more money to get it. But I want the RX series pilot droids playset.
Oh, yeah, the TSA agent droids. That is absolutely great. I think that's a wonderful selection.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, a couple more for you then?
Yeah. So this is a figure that I feel like I really do want to be made. She has featured so many times now in Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett, and I don't think she is done. Speaking of great actors who are beloved outside of Star Wars coming into Star Wars, I would really love a Pelimoto action figure.
Yeah.
I think that, sometimes the characters who are a little bit more comedic are not always the first in line to have action figures made. But look, this Pelimoto could be deluxe. This Pelimoto could come with Blaster. Oh. It could come with Jawa ex-boyfriend with extra furry little hands.
Yeah.
And if you really wanted to get into teeny tiny accessories, Pelimoto could come with removable tooth.
Ooh. Oh, love that. Oh, man. Yeah, if they can release the Grogu's with the little tiny shifter ball accessory, they can do a pull out tooth.
Yeah, come on, why not? I would just love to have the character honored like that. Going to characters that it's far more likely we will get action figures of. I wanted to include him just because I've always enjoyed the character, but particularly enjoyed him in Book of Boba Fett. Cobb Vanth. That outfit that is really kind of emphasizing that he's vulnerable now. He does not have that armor. Instead, he has just a cool red shirt. A red shirt, which is coded in other science fiction media, is death. going to Star Trek, he's not doing good by having that red shirt, but he looks so cool, and I do want him to come with a comtech chip so he can say, think it through.
Oh, yeah, that's a win. Oh, that's a big win.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then my final one is also, I think, one that is a possibility of getting made. I think we're seeing right now, because Din and Grogu are so popular, that there's lots of variations of Din. There's the one, I already got a lot of Din and Grogu, but I'm tempted by the one that's just a pack with the ice spiders.
Oh, yeah.
But for Book of Boba Fett, here's deluxe Din Djarin I want, Ken. I want Din Djarin that comes with Darksaber, Grogu gift pouch, not Grogu himself, but just the little gift pouch that looks like Grogu's head, and self-inflicted leg injury.
Oh, you got to have battle damage. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, just the Darksaber like fits into the leg injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can tuck it in there to recreate that moment that Din cut himself. So that's my honorable mentions.
You know, Din does go through some, outfit changes, I guess you'd say, along the way, different figures to have. So it's great, but I do love that, similar to Luke Skywalker, just the many lives of Din and how it translates to more figures. You wouldn't think of it with a masked character and an armor that he wears all the time, but there's so many different ways to present him. Love it.
Yep. Is it clean? Is it muddy? Is it a little scarred up? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, some great honorable mentions. A couple more from me, then we'll go back to our list and close it out with our number one choices. You mentioned the Tusken Warrior. I think we really need that character. That said, I also think the Tusken Leader is a good choice too. But Tusken Child with the Tatooine Sand Ape 2-pack.
Yes.
Throw in jumpsuit Boba Fett if you want to make it a big cinema scene 3-pack there. But love that sequence. I think that's such a key part of the story, especially early on in the story. I think you need the figures.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to be in a store and see the words Tatooine Sand Ape.
Yeah. Big old toy there. And then the final one, I that was going to be my honorable mentions, and I was about to email you my list this morning so we could work off it. And then I thought, no, wait a minute. There's no way we can't forget this. We need, especially because I have the Black Series Jabba the Hutt. We need the twins.
Oh yeah,
we need the twins. Like and have it to that Black Series scale. If you guys have ever got your hands on that Jabba from the Black Series a couple years ago, Comic Con exclusive, and there's another version as well. I mean, it's a big hunk of plastic. It's a big figure. So now I have two of them, and you know, I don't even know if you need the litter that they're carried on, but it wouldn't hurt. But that'd be a wonderful. Put that on a shelf. Here's the twins.
Oh yeah. If you had to buy the all the individual characters to hold the litter separately.
Yeah. So there you go. That's my honorable mentions.
Those are good mentions.
All right, we're gonna get to our number one choices for the Book of Boba Fett action figures that we want. We want it now. All right, my number one choice. I'll go first so Joseph can close the show. One of those, have you heard me talk about Book of Boba Fett on air, off air, and in a car, at a bus station? I can't stop talking about this character, can't stop talking about this scene. I think it's just such a wonderful scene. It's core to the series. It's a big Star Wars scene for me that I love. And it's another actor in Star Wars, now honored in plastic. We need the Danny Trejo Rancor Keeper with Ranky the Rancor Tupac.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah, it might work best as 3 3/4, similar to some of the other Rancor figures they have out there. And this could work as a Funko Pop set, whatever. But I just gotta have Danny Trejo in Star Wars. Gotta have an ode to that scene. Love the scene so much. I go on and on about it. And then, you know, I know he's not officially named. We've just, I submitted Ranky the Rancor as a name. That's not going to be the name, but until I hear otherwise, that's my name. And again, the tradition of a Rancor Keeper in Star Wars action figures, Malik Keeley, we have that before us. And if you're building out your Tatooine diorama, I think you'd need the new version with the Trejo Rancor Keeper and Ranky.
Oh, that's great. Just a Trejo as a Rancor Keeper by himself would be great. I'm so with you. I absolutely love that scene. I love how kind Boba Fett is to find the right place to scritch Ranky, the Rancor, and all this stuff, connecting Boba Fett and the Rancor. That they're fierce fighters, so that's what people think they are, but they can be so much more. It's so great. Here's my big question for you. With Ranky, do you want Ranky to be able to be posed as we first meet Ranky in a depressed posture?
Look, I don't know if I would want that, but there's something so key to it. And the imprinting on him with Boba Fett and everything. You know, this set almost demands a Boba Fett in, riding Ranky, but that's almost a different set to me because I want this scene. So yeah, some kind of, I wouldn't about it want to be so depressing, but yeah, a little bit of a note, a little bit of a Ranky takes a nap pose, an articulate.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could pose it where Ranky's standing up fierce and strong and multifaceted, but also I just love that moment of like, what's the deal? He's depressed.
Yeah. I love it. So that is my number one choice, Rancor Keeper and Ranky the Rancor. Joseph, what is your number one choice?
Well, my number one was hard because I knew I wanted it to be this character that you might have heard of from Book of Boba Fett called Boba Fett. but the question is, what? We've already got a lot of Boba Fett, of course, from his variations in Vintage and Black Series and other places of his, all of his change in looks and armor as we met him in The Mandalorian. And now we're getting into Book of Boba Fett. Like I said, I have my deluxe Vintage Book of Boba Fett. Boba Fett already pre-ordered. We're going to get a lot of Boba Fetts. I was tempted to say, yeah, I want Boba Fett riding Ranky the Rancor. What an amazing look. But then I said, you know what? I think there is a possibility that gets made someday. That is very cool. But I want to go with my heart of hearts as an action figure fan, and I want something that's a little bit more, I can't believe they made that. Like, that's on one side. Like, of course they made that. But then on the other hand, like, really? Did they make that? And I'm going to buy? Oh, I'm going to buy two so I can take one out of the package? All right. So my number one is one of the central ideas, central physical objects in Book of Boba Fett. It is the Bacta Pod, but it comes with underwear Boba Fett.
Yes, it does.
Because that's what I love about one of the many things I love about this series is it does at moments give you terrifying fighter Boba Fett, gives you Boba Fett in lots of cool outfits, and it also gives you multifaceted, vulnerable human being Boba Fett, and that is symbolized by a beautifully sculpted action figure of Temuera Morrison in his underwear. Much like when they finally made Luke Skywalker in the Bacta tank, and I was so happy, and it was like, I am purchasing an action figure of Mark Hamill in his underwear. That's what this is.
Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that. I mean, this is a, you know, no matter what scale, it's a must have. It's a must have. It's so key to seeing the actual heels and water function of this. Is that what you got here?
Yeah, that's what I was joking about, because I was thinking about how, you know, there's the different action figures they've had over time. Like they will change based on temperature, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like if they had the technology, if it could work, that you got the cool Bacta pod, but then you can close it. You can put Boba Fett in it. You can close it, and it changes. You know how he goes from that kind of a pasty color to a more healthy color. Like you could see him actually change. Maybe even some of his scars diminish. Like you just put your Boba Fett action figure in the pod overnight, fill it with water, and you wake up and Boba Fett's all healed.
This is, I can see the Kenner commercial now. Wow, wow, Boba Fett heals. He really heals. You need the G.I. Joe classic Zartan technology where you put him in the sun and he turns green, right? Like the intentionally, by the way, for those who didn't collect him. It was part of the figure's allure to get the figure. It's like he went in disguise. So this is, I love this idea. I love this
idea. Yeah. So that is my number one, that absolutely important object, Bactopod with underwear Boba Fett, who actually heals.
Love it. That is the perfect choice for our episode here today. The Book of Boba Fett action figures we want. I'm sure we left some off the list that you are going to want to share with us. So, hey, you can do so by reaching out on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked. And if you start getting some of these figures that come out, always share us a picture, share your collection, share your display. We love that. You can find us on Instagram and YouTube as well. You can like our Facebook page at Force Center Podcast. Get an audiobook on us by going to audibletrial.com/Force Center. Podcasts available in a lot of different spots, including Acast, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, a lot more. Just search and find us. And don't forget, you can get merch at tpublic.com/user/Force Center. And you can support us directly at patreon.com/Force Center. From there, you can get into our Discord, where we do have a subsection to discuss not just toys, but your displays of said toys. One of our more popular channels in the Discord there. You can find me at Catnapsock, or go to my website, catnapsock.com, for all the fun things I do and even the not fun things I do. It's on there as well. Joseph, where can they go for you?
Yeah, you can find me Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. Probably relevant to this episode to mention, most of my TikTok is just me looking at action figures that I have not opened and having fun with them, celebrating them, loving them. So if you're interested in that, find me on TikTok. And I usually repost the videos to other social media as well. If you're looking for anything else, you can check out my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
Do it, my friends. That is all. So for all the character actors we want in figure form, this has been another episode of Star Wars Ranked, because, yes, Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.